This morning on Minnesota Reads, we continue kind of a fun project that we have embarked on over the summer. We're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Dean Hovey, and his book, Undeveloped, A Pine County Mystery, was one of the nominees for fiction this year, and Dean joins us on the phone. Hi, Dean. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
That's my pleasure, Lisa. It's nice to talk to you.
So, I'm curious. Your books, you've written three additional Pine County mysteries and two Harbors cozies, and that's in quotes. What's a cozy?
My wife challenged me to write a British-style mystery where somebody dies, but you don't dwell on that. You know, there's no blood, there's no gore. You just kind of tuck that aside, and you deal with the craziness of all of the people as they go through the murder investigation. And I chose to set these in a senior citizen's residence, which allows me to tap into a whole another bunch of craziness with the rumor mills and the senior citizens churning over this murder.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Now, I've got to wonder about anyone. I have to wonder about the courage, in particularly the courage of anyone outside of like New York City or L.A. who says, I'm going to set my story in a small town near where I live. What are some of the challenges that you need to face as an author right off the bat? Like, are you going to use local businesses, or are you going to use a town that you know, or are you going to make up a town? And what are you going to do when somebody says, that character's based on me, or are you sure that you didn't write me into the story as blah, blah, blah? Talk to me a little bit about that decision-making process.
Well, there are elements of everything that you've mentioned that come to mind as I go through the process. Most of my family is up in Carrollton County, and that was part of the reason I set these down in Pine County, was so that we separated it from the relatives, and they weren't suspicious that it was them being the characters. I use a lot of local places, so, and use them fictionally, like Toby's and Gamper's, and talk about specific schools and things like that. But I've also made up a town of Pinebrook, which is on Highway 23, kind of west of Hinckley, and that way we can have things very devious, bad people doing things there without somebody saying, wait, you know, I'm the owner of the hardware store there, or something like that. And so kind of keep those things. But also, I mentioned up front in all the books that the entire plot, all the characters, all the locations are fictional. They're figments of my imagination and things that have just popped into my head. And I try to make sure that I'm not taking real people and popping them into the book as characters.
If you are a New Yorker, I mean, even if you are a New Yorker or you live in L.A. or perhaps even in Minneapolis, you can go ahead and write a book and nobody's going to come back at you and say, now, wait a minute, I recognized myself in that. And yet Minnesota authors, in particular the NEMBA folks that are writing fiction, you really have to be kind of careful about that, because there are towns that are, most of the towns are small enough that somebody's going to say, hey, now, wait a minute, I recognized somebody.
Yes, and I really go out of my way to make sure that the characters are very much unlike people, and I don't specifically mention individuals other than, you know, the sheriff of Pine County, who is fictional, of course, and some of the deputies, and they have a good time with it, because I've heard that they have identified deputies that they feel represent each of the characters in my books, which is kind of funny.
Oh, fun. But it's all, every so far, all the feedback's lighthearted and positive, and nobody's upset.
No. As a matter of fact, I have occasionally seed a cousin or a friend's name in, and I have a cousin in Iowa who was the receptionist at the Redwood Hospital, and she was reading through the book and texting me day by day, updating me where she was with the book, and I got a page of gibberish when she found herself, and she was rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh, what fun. What fun. So why set your books in the Northland, Dean? You know, an author could, you know, set them anywhere. Why set them someplace that you know so well?
There is such rich culture and heritage in northern and northeastern Minnesota, and nobody taps into that very well, with the exception of maybe William Kent Kruger. But there are such funny things, and, you know, like, I'd like to throw in discussions about Toby's, people stopping halfway to Duluth to have caramel rolls, and in the most recent book, discussion about a lutefisk dinner that popped up when they're looking back on some old newspaper articles, and just talking about some of those things, the small-town politics and the things that are going on behind the scenes, and things that people don't understand when you get out of northern Minnesota, don't appreciate when they get out of northern Minnesota. And it really has been fun to pull some of that in. And the first time I was interviewed by the Pine City Pioneer, the question came up, did I set the books in Pine County because of the 10 people that had disappeared in the previous decade? And I thought, no, but wow, that sure justifies putting it here, and tell me more.
So there you go. You never know when an offhand comment may end up being mined for a book. So do you think that Minnesotans are more interesting than we get credit for being? Of course, books set in the South have all of these, as you mentioned, or in the British cozies that you referenced, you know, have all these wonderfully eccentric characters. And here we are, Scandinavians who don't talk.
It is fun to tap into some of that, but there are things that come up. You know, there is always small-town politics. There are dysfunctional families who have interesting things going on. There are colorful people. All you have to do is go hang out in a bar someplace and listen to folks. Or I pick up ideas sometimes sitting in a restaurant, listening to a conversation behind me in a booth. And those things all kind of pop together and seed the process and give me kind of the genesis of the next stories.
Well, Dean, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you. I wish we had a little bit more time. Dean Hovey's book, Undeveloped, A Pine County Mystery, was one of the nominees for the 2014 NEMBA Award this year. NEMBA Awards, Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.